programmed over thousands of years. We don't always realize when or how, but they undeniably form an image of someone who you just can't help wanting around. The 16 studies in this book will show you proven ways to make yourself endearing, likable, funny, convincing, persuasive, trustworthy, credible, and instantly magnetic. Why we hit it off with some people, but never with others. That's the science of likability. Our leaders, politicians, and most charismatic friends aren't that way just by chance and luck. Whether or not they realize it, they embody much of what is taught in this book. Now, it's your turn. Chapter 1. How to Influence People's Moods. Why do some people instantly like us, while others never come around? Is it purely on a random basis, and do we have to depend on lucky strikes of lightning? Likeability in the minds of too many people is a game of chance. The good news is they are completely wrong, and likability is like any other emotion. It can be triggered, summoned, and ultimately engineered. Just like, say, the loudness of your voice. We have quite a bit of control in just how likable we are. And for the first time ever, I've collected a series of 100% empirical, scientific, psychological studies about how and why people like. It turns out that we all have specific and subtle signals and hints that massively influence the way we view others. Most of them are minuscule, subconscious, and mired in the minutiae. But that's what really matters. Remember Pavlov? It's worth a repeat mention. Pavlov is the father of classical conditioning as we know it, and proved it through a very simple experiment with his dog. Every time he would feed his dog, he would also ring a bell. Over time, the dog associated the food with the bell. Eventually, Pavlov could just ring his bell, and the dog would begin salivating because of the association with the food. The dog was clueless as to why he would suddenly get hungry. Similarly, you can influence your likability quotient. People may not be able to articulate just why, but they'll just know that they trust and like you. This takes random chance out of making a positive first impression. Your skill and likability can open many doors. It can have a tremendous positive impact on all aspects of your life. Relationships are the backbone of a happy and fulfilling life. Build yours with likability and take advantage of the psychological cues that science has proven over the years. Mood influencing. The science. A 1994 study by Ike, McCauley, and Ryan found that memories did not exist in a vacuum. Memories were heavily linked to the context, environment, events, and moods that were present at the time of the memory. In other words, if you are able to invoke anything that was present at the time of a positive memory, you will be able to bring up the feeling of that memory to influence and improve someone's mood. You can also improve your memory by thinking about things that were present in the context of that memory, and more easily trigger a clearer understanding of what happened. They are all interrelated and help recall each other. What does this mean for us? People's moods and memory are highly linked. If you get a clear idea that someone is in need of a mood boost, you can talk about things, people, and events that were present when they were in fabulous moods. You can talk to them in such a way to trigger certain positive memories. When you are successful in jogging their memory based on their mood, they cannot help but feel drawn to you. Bring up how ridiculous the slopes were on that ski trip last winter. They can't help but be influenced. They will associate being around you with those positive moods they experienced in the past, and they will begin to associate you with positive feelings. Your ability to associate your presence with past great mood memories opens an opportunity for interpersonal intimacy. This is the emotional intimacy that gives people the impression that you get them. They read in all sorts of positive interpretations to their experience of being around you. To make this dynamic work for you, you must first accurately determine people's moods. Determine people's moods. The simplest way to discover someone's mood is by simply asking them a neutral question. This question really has no right or wrong answer. Just propose it to see if people will answer in a non-neutral way. What you are looking for is either a positive answer or a negative answer.